Hello, this is Dr. Panettiere, Vice Chancellor for Translational Medicine and Science, and have several questions and would like to address each one. The first question, can you explain the symptoms of a cold, allergy, and coronavirus, and why we get these symptoms? What are their similarities, and how can you tell one from the other? Well, seasonal allergies, that is, allergens get in from trees and grasses, and SARS-CoV-2 target the same lining cells and structural cells in the upper airways and sinuses. The upper airways is our mouth and throat. These cells are epithelial cells, mast cells, and nerves. When affected, these cells secrete mediators, also known as cytokines, that amplify, orchestrate, and perpetrate the ongoing inflammation, ultimately inducing symptoms of runny nose, sneezing, and cough. The concurrence of an allergy season that will be worse than usual due to our very mild winter makes this differentiation between these diagnoses quite difficult. Fever, however, is extraordinarily uncommon with seasonal allergies and almost never is higher than 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit. Curiously, allergies can also cause loss of smell and taste that purportedly now has been identified as an early warning finding of COVID-19. The term COVID-19 refers to the disease caused by SARS-CoV-2. So what are the differences in the way these things can affect the body? Seasonal allergies have little effect in the lower airways and lung parenchyma. That's the gas exchanging units of the lung, also known as alveoli, and they never cause pneumonia. Seasonal allergies do not infect cells and rarely kills lining cells and structural cells, whereas SARS-CoV-2 does. If I think I have a mild case of COVID-19, are there things I can do at home to help myself lessen symptoms? Yes. Social isolation, staying hydrated, drinking fluids, avoid exercise, monitor your fever. All of these are highly recommended. And over-the-counter decongestants are fine to diminish the symptoms. How long do these symptoms typically last? And is there an order of symptoms as they present? For COVID-19 symptoms, they can occur within 18 to 48 hours upon exposure. And we'll start with the symptoms that we are reminiscent of a common cold. How do we know when it's time to seek medical help? Fever greater than 100.4 and or shortness of breath, that individual who's had recent travel to endemic areas, or with an individual who had positive COVID-2, needs to call their healthcare provider to get further instructions. This should be step one prior to going to any emergency medicine facility. It is important to call your provider first. Hope these questions and answers are helpful, and best of luck, and please wash your hands and stay safe.